What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program miniseries. I'm Josiah.
And I'm Holly, and we're your hosts.
And the next two guests, they have this really unique background of like technical experience, but also creative energy. So it's going to be really cool to see.
Oh, I'm hyped for this. Let's just bring them in.
Let's do it. So we're truly excited to introduce you to both Andre and Kylie. Andre is a current Disney College Program participant working at the Sci-Fi Dining Theater restaurant at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
And Kylie is also a current Disney College Program participant on her extension working with Premium Services Operations. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
So we've been having a little bit of a conversation of trying to figure out like who you guys are, what your background is, but tell us, let's just start with like why the Disney College Program.
So whenever I was deciding to do the Disney College Program, I knew ever since I started high school that I wanted to be an engineer. And I remember I had a discussion with my dad while I was home. I guess I was watching a Disney movie or a Disney show, and he asked me, have you ever thought about being an Imagineer? And I asked him, what's that? And he told me basically the definition of being an Imagineer, and it was like angels and halos were showing up. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to aspire to be an Imagineer. And so whenever I went to college, I asked everyone, it's like, okay, what networking opportunities, what can I do to get an internship for engineering at Disney? I remember my professor asked me, have you ever thought about the Disney College Program? So I knew I had to apply immediately. And when I got accepted, and funny enough, this is my third college program. So I loved it so much that I had to come back for a third time and hopefully get part time. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, for me, my story is actually kind of funny. I've tried to get into the Disney College Program for the past 5 years, and this is the first program I was accepted into it. And so, you know, I'm just taking advantage of all the opportunities and all the networking opportunities that I can while I'm here. And so I'm really thankful for that.
So what was it initially that made you want to apply?
Definitely getting the experience, real world experience. I had the education or I was even pursuing more education, but I wanted real world experience in the areas that I was trying to get into as far as career wise. And so when I saw the Disney College Program email and applications opening, that's when I decided to apply for it. And the first four times I didn't get in, it was discouraging. But the fifth time I just applied for it again and didn't put so much pressure on myself, you know, honestly expecting to get rejected again. But I wasn't this time. And so here I am working for the Disney College Program.
And then, Kylie, I have to ask, how did you decide to take the path that you took? Like, how did you decide in engineering, I want to be an Imagineer specifically? How did that happen?
So it's funny, because how I decided to be an engineer was, when I was younger, I wasn't that typical little girl that played with Barbies and everything. I actually built Legos. For Father's Day, I helped my dad build a grill.
Wow.
Yeah. And I knew I wanted to be an engineer because I wanted to build little robots that fought each other. But of course, I can't make a career out of that, unfortunately. So I wanted to look more of what type of engineering was out there, especially in high school. Like, I've done a lot of programming, a lot of building robots. And like I mentioned, my dad was talking about Disney, and I knew I loved Disney ever since I was little, and I thought that was a perfect combination for me.
And what about you? So I know that your experience has been a little bit different, but mm-hmm. Talk about just your passion for media and design as well.
Yeah, so I graduated with my master's in media design at Full Sail University. Hey. it was all online. I didn't actually go to the Full Sail campus until a year after I graduated. And going there for the first time, seeing all the equipment, seeing the classroom, seeing the environment was definitely an amazing experience. I chose media design because I have a passion for graphic design and analytics and stuff like that. And so that's where I wanted my career to go. And in regards to Disney Imagineering, I did attend a learning session with a Disney Imagineer named Dan, and he explained all the components that come with it and the project timelines and even projects that I can't really say because they're a work in progress. But it's definitely something that I can see myself doing moving forward.
Okay, so I want to start when you guys came to the Disney College Program for the first time. Can you walk me through your roles and kind of a day in the life?
So, like I mentioned before, this is my third college program. So for my first ever college program, I was custodial at the Riviera. And talk about an eye-opening experience, just being the first college program. This is my first time in Florida working for Disney. And the day in the life, it was pretty cool. I mean, I got to walk around the Riviera Resort, and it's such a beautiful resort. If you haven't been, definitely go. And just getting to see every guest that's staying at that resort, very friendly. They say, thank you so much for everything I do. I wave and I smile like a little princess around. And it was just a great experience getting to be a part of that role at the Riviera.
So for me, going to Hollywood Studios, not for the first time, because I've been to Disney World as a kid a lot of times. My dad took me there a lot of times. But actually getting to work there was a completely different experience for me. And so going around Hollywood Studios, seeing the tours, definitely the Tower of Terror, I definitely remember that as a kid. It was not fun. Not a fun experience for me.
No, not as a kid.
But even today, I still get on the rides, but I enjoy it more and more and more. But getting to work within the Sci-Fi Dining Theater restaurant, you know, making magic for all the Disney guests, it's definitely an amazing experience. And just making sure that, you know, I follow the Disney protocol, follow the Disney standards, and making sure that everyone has a good time.
So you're in these areas and, you know, it's your first couple of weeks. But I know, like, for myself as a videographer, right, when I see certain things, I'm able to see, oh, I see how they edited that. And there's some inspiration there. From your different technical backgrounds, what did you notice from a media design perspective and an engineering perspective? What are some of those things that stood out to you within those first couple of weeks?
For me, it was definitely trying to figure out what the guests want. And I feel like that's all Disney is about, is trying to make our guests happy. And so every time that I worked at the Riviera as a custodial, I try to figure out, okay, what can make the guests happy that day? And my second program, I was merchandise at Disney Springs. It's like, okay, what can I do to help satisfy the guests that I'm interacting, even if it's just a 30-second conversation of helping them check out their item of whatever they're purchasing at the store, or even whenever I was parking operations before I became VIP services, I always figured, I was like, okay, what can I do to make the guests smile that day? And just having those types of skills of what can I do to make someone happy, how can I problem solve, of trying to figure out to go day by day of each of my roles, I really think that my engineering skills help with me in those roles.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, I would say that other Disney cast members, they do that differently. Like, they still have to follow the Disney standard to accommodate to the guests, but every single one of them do that differently. And so seeing that and working with the other cast members, I try to draw from each and every single one of them to create my own unique accommodation for each and every one of the guests. And the guests love it every single time.
We know that for our guests, the parks run on pixie dust, right? It's all magic. It's all pixie dust. It's fairy godmothers. But getting to work on the Disney College program, sometimes you get to see a little peek behind the curtain into some of the design process, some of the engineering. Have you both been able to see a peek behind the curtain?
My favorite ride is Guardians of the Galaxy. I actually had the privilege to go see the behind the scenes of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, and I was mind blown. Like, I knew every detail about the ride, but every time that I saw something new, when I got to see the behind the scenes, I just got so excited. And even all the other cast members that worked at that attraction, they just couldn't believe that I knew every single detail. And they were like, oh, she wasn't kidding that she loves this ride. And I was like, no, I'm not. So it was just a really cool experience that I was able to do that because of the college program.
And for people who are listening or watching and don't know necessarily how you got a chance to do that, what was this like? What were the steps? How did you get a chance to be able to even do that?
So one cool thing about the Disney College program is they have this sign up through Disney Dorms, that it's the backstage tour, which is only for college program participants. You have to kind of stay up or be prepared on Disney programs to sign up for the event. And it's only, depending on what the capacity is for each of the tours, it's one, like I was one out of 20, maybe one out of 10. It just depends on what the attraction is of the, what they can hold at that attraction. But I was just fortunate enough to get a spot.
For me, I wasn't able to be there physically, but I did attend a couple of learning sessions to watch videos about behind the scenes. One of them was the Tower of Terror and seeing how it operates and who worked and which Imagineers worked on it. And so that was pretty cool.
Tell us a little bit more about the learning experiences. We've talked about it a little bit on the show. Which ones have you been able to attend? Were any of them like super cool? They stuck out in your mind? Just tell us a little bit more about that.
So for me, I definitely attended a lot of the WDIs or Walt Disney Imagineering learning sessions where I got to meet fellow Imagineers. I got to meet Dan as well, and just getting to learn about all the new stuff that is about to come out, which I'm not going to discuss too many details, but when you find out, you'll find out. It's amazing. And so just being able to have that experience to network and get to meet all these awesome Imagineers.
Yeah, I attended a couple of WDI sessions as well, and other learning sessions as well. As I mentioned before, the videos about behind the scenes for how the Tower of Terror was made. That one sticks out to me because there are certain mechanisms in place to where the Tower of Terror is a unique drop ride experience compared to every other one in existence. And so that to me is the most fascinating part about it.
Yeah, yeah. What is it like to be in these rooms and have these conversations and to just learn from these people who have dedicated their work and their lives to that pixie dust that you talked about? You know, what is that like?
It's very inspiring. I met with an Imagineer. Her name is Anne. Just every time that she was talking about her story and her journey of being an Imagineer, I just saw myself in her. Like, she did the college program. She didn't know where to go. Then she was said, oh, I just know I want to build cool things. Let me go to architecture for her, my major. And then she was just in a line for a ride. And someone talked about, like, oh, are you familiar with this program that they have at University of Florida? And she's like, oh, no. She applied, got her master's, and became an Imagineer after that. And I really thought to myself, like, well, I'm pursuing my second degree. Just, it makes me feel comfortable knowing that I'm going the right path, even if it's not exactly her path. I know someone that is similar to mine, that I'm going the right direction.
For me, it was definitely encouraging listening to some of the Imagineers about their backstory and how they became an Imagineer. It definitely made me feel like it's definitely more possible to become an Imagineer than I originally realized. Like, I thought it was nearly impossible to become an Imagineer, but after hearing their backstory, like, oh, okay, so it's definitely possible, yeah. Especially since how they became an Imagineer.
That's always one of my favorite parts of being in those sessions. And, you know, when you see people who are at the top of their game and doing so many incredible things, it's like, oh, yeah, you're a human being, too. And you do a lot of the things that we did. You know, you went to school and, like, you learned. And it's just, yeah, it's always really cool to see that.
Yeah, 100%. So kind of talked about getting to take a peek behind the curtain, but I feel like just being on the college program, you are so immersed in, like, Disney and Disney culture and Disney lore. Has there been like a moment that inspired you in your field of work? And like, I can give an example. I work in marketing, and I feel like when I kind of became immersed in the Disney lore, I was looking at different marketing campaigns that Disney had done, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so clever. Like, that tagline, or like pulling that celebrity in, like, that makes so much sense, and just got really, you know, you're closer to it. So I just got more excited about it. Has there been that moment for you?
For me, whenever I got to meet with an Imagineer that helped with Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, I didn't ride the ride yet. And whenever he was describing, I was like, wait, I got to go experience this. And when I saw it and it was a trackless vehicle, my eyes lit up and I was like, I gotta get on this ride. I just knew that was the coolest thing ever. And I just wanted to be the beautiful mind that was able to make these rides in the future. Just after riding that ride and looking just based on how the vehicle was moving, I started coming up with ideas for rides right there. And I got my notebook. I started doing little sketches like, okay, if I were to make a ride, this is what I want. And so it was very inspiring just getting to look at those rides.
Wait, I want to hear about this. Like, if you were to design a ride, what elements would you bring in?
Ooh. So I do have an idea of doing another trackless ride, but it's going to be similar to kind of Haunted Mansion with the build, but also with the movement like Ratatouille's Adventure. I don't want to say the theme,
okay,
just because I...
No, that's your idea. You can keep that. Yeah, you can keep that private.
No spoilers.
Yes, absolutely.
But I like where you're going.
Yeah,
that sounds really fun.
Thank you.
So that's another reason why the Tower of Terror holds a special place in my heart. even after all these years, the way that the Tower of Terror was designed, from the doors being open to the way the elevator shaft moves up and down, very specifically to the mechanisms that allow for all that to happen. I thought that it was designed a certain way, but after attending the learning session and watching the videos about how the Tower of Terror was designed, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That's why the ride feels like that. And so that, to me, inspires me.
Andre, how many times have you ridden Tower of Terror? If you had to guesstimate.
So I was on it last week. So I was on it last week.
It's like the countdown, you know, when people, they're like, 0 days since crying. It's like, you're like, 5 days since I've last ridden the Tower of Terror.
So I remember riding it once as a child, and I said, never again. But attending the Disney College program, I've done it twice.
That's not as much as I would have thought.
Yeah.
You got to pump those numbers up.
Yeah. I definitely will.
Yeah.
So we've touched on a little bit that you both have these like incredible backgrounds and like wealth of knowledge. So let's just give everybody the full scope. What is your educational background to kind of supplement what you've been doing here on the program?
I'm actually pursuing my second degree. My first degree is in mathematics with a concentration in general science and a minor in physics. It's my bachelor's degree. My second degree is another bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, and I'm currently pursuing it.
Awesome.
Okay, we got a smarty pants in the room. I'm like, what have I done?
I wouldn't consider myself smart. I consider myself hardworking.
You're probably both.
Oh, that's definitely good.
Thank you.
So my bachelor's is in IT with a concentration in multimedia and visual communication. And my master's is in media design at Full Sail University.
Two smarty pants in the room who are also hardworking.
So with this knowledge base, right, you come here, you're experiencing the Disney College program, and I know a lot of people kind of talk about their roles may not necessarily align with what they're looking to do in the future, but because you get so much inspiration and because you get so much out of this, how are you able to either utilize that knowledge or to build on that knowledge while you're here?
For me, it's definitely figuring out what the guests like. Because every time, especially in my role of premium services operations, I always ask them, like, what are you looking forward to most? And it's everyone, depending on the park, like, for example, if I'm at Hollywood Studios, everyone says, oh, I'm looking forward to Tower of Terror. I'm looking forward to Rise of the Resistance. So for me, it's always trying to figure out, like, okay, so what can I do to make the guests happy? And for me, as a aspiring Imagineer, is like, okay, what can I do to make sure all the guests are able to ride the ride, there's less malfunctions in making sure that everybody is able to ride, hopefully Rise of the Resistance or something similar, if I were to make a ride like that.
For me, it's a combination of both. Still utilizing the skills that I learned, but also working on my soft skills, like communication skills. That definitely helps when you're constantly talking to the guests, you know, and they're asking questions like, where is this or where is that? And you're able to, you know, give directions. If they need help with something, you know, you jump in and help out any way you can. So for me, it's a combination of both, but more so building up on my soft skills, the communication skills, and stuff like that.
So kind of going off of that, can you guys think of a time where the Disney College program kind of pushed you to grow either in your soft skills or in some of those more technical skills?
For me, for my first program, I knew I had to learn how to adapt. Like, I understood that custodial was very far away of me becoming an Imagineer. I was actually hoping for attractions, but I understand for the college program, I will get the role that I will get, and that's okay. And the first thing that I said whenever I was found out that I was custodial, I told my parents, and they asked me, like, how do you feel about it? And I said, I'm going to be the best custodial they've ever seen. And I knew that I had to work very hard to get where I'm at, and it wasn't the role that brought me to where I am now. It's my persistence. It's my networking. It's all about who you know here at Disney. And just go into work with a smile on my face, say hello to everyone, and that's the one thing that I would definitely take away from my role.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It's okay if I share a story of an interaction that happened with a guest. So while being a seater at Sci-Fi Dining Theater, there was a group of four that came in. It was a mom and a dad and their two kids. They had just came off of the ride, It Was Tough to Be a Bug. And so one of the kids, the little girl, she was terrified of coming into Sci-Fi because she thought it was a ride. She thought all the cars were moving and it was going to be a ride. And so she refused to get in. And so the mother decided to stay outside the restaurant and comfort her while the dad and the son went in. And so, you know, I went inside the restaurant and seated the dad and the son, and the mom and daughter stayed outside for a little bit. I think I went to go seat another guest. And then when I came back to the podium, the mom and the daughter were gone, and I was wondering where did they go. Another cast member told me they went inside, but they didn't know where they went because there's assigned seating inside. And so I went back inside the restaurant to try to find them, and the little girl was screaming her head off. She was screaming her head off. I got to the mother. I let her know, you guys are over here. And so while I guided them to their assigned seating, the girl was just screaming, throwing tantrums. She was not having it. She was not having it. And so, you know, we tried to do our best to make the guests as comfortable as they can possibly be. One of the cast members definitely assisted with that by giving a complimentary, what do you call it? Those driver's license that we give to guests for being seated inside the restaurant. And so we decided to give that to her, but she still was not having it. And so what the mother ended up doing was sitting in the hallway, sitting down and, you know, cuddling her daughter. And so at that point I was like, okay, I need to do something. I can't leave them alone. So I knelt down beside her, talked with the daughter, you know, tried to talk with her, letting her know that these are not actual rides. You know, these are not actual like cars that move or anything. They're tables. You know, they're designed with the cars in mind. But you know, you can eat and sit on them just like any other table. And so, you know, just constantly being there for them and not leaving them, I think they enjoy that the most. At the end of the day, she still was not having it. So they ended up eating outside, but I was still, you know, being there for them and making Disney magic for them.
I think that goes back to what you were talking about earlier with, you know, figuring out what the guests want and using those skills to be able to do that. But it's a different style of problem solving, right? And so what does it feel like, whether you're able to finish, you know, and get to where you want to go or not, but to be able to do that for somebody and to see that it is actually trying to make an impact on other people?
It's definitely rewarding. It's definitely rewarding when you see the smiles on their faces and they definitely plan on intending to come back again. It's definitely a rewarding feeling that you've made someone's day, because at the end of the day, you don't know, like, if they've been to Disney multiple times or it's their first time at Disney. So you definitely want to leave a very good impression. And so, you know, seeing their smiles, saying thank you and stuff like that, even giving little stickers or something like that, it's definitely a rewarding experience. And you just love to see it every time they do that for you.
You know, we talk a lot about the impact that you're able to make whenever you work at Disney. It kind of doesn't matter what the role is. I mean, you could be the CEO, you could be a custodian, you could be working at it doesn't matter. Like, you have the opportunity to make that impact, which I'm so glad, you know, you both have had that experience. That's really special. I think, Kylie, obviously you want to come back and work for Disney and be an Imagineer. Andre, how are you feeling? Are you thinking maybe Disney? Are you thinking maybe somewhere else? What's the vibe?
I would prefer to work at Disney. I would prefer that. But I do have, you know, commitments to attend to after my Disney College program ends. But I'm definitely open to, you know, working for Disney in the near future.
Okay, then I have to ask, if both of you are thinking, yes, I want to come back to Disney, why? I'm just curious because, you know, you are both so smart. You're both so talented. You could take those skills anywhere. Why is it that you want to work for Disney? What attracts you to this company?
For me, I just want to be the person that whenever they get on a ride, if it's the next Space Mountain, the next Cosmic Rewind, the next Rise of the Resistance, I want to be there if I'm coming in as a guest riding the ride and I just hear somebody's like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I did that. I made that guest so happy to get on this ride to the point they're waiting 70 to 80 minutes just to get on the ride. I think I made it if that happens. So
that and the benefits of working for Disney are pretty nice too.
Oh, yep. Yep.
So yeah, definitely.
You're
that.
Not lying. Yeah.
Definitely that.
Yeah. So we talked about the why. I guess we can get into the what a little bit. So I know for yours, it's a little bit more direct. But even with that, like if I talk about creating content, like that's so broad, right? Or if you talk about marketing, that's so big. Is there anything specific that you have an eye on of like, that's the specific thing that I would want to do or want to try to do? Let's start with you.
For me, it's a combination of project management and data analytics. Those are skills I want to utilize in Disney Imagineering, either or graphic design or a little bit of IT as well. And so those four areas, that's where I'm concentrating on.
It's going to sound so bad, but I'm still not sure. I just know that I want to build roller coasters and attractions. I have been doing some research. I'm thinking maybe doing more ride show or ride control. Definitely maybe some show management as well. But all I know is I just want to build the roller coasters. So.
Yeah. Since coming into the Disney College program, did you come in with a specific idea of like, this is what Disney is, this is what I want to do? Has that changed at all? Did you come in with no idea and now you have some idea? How did that kind of work on the college program?
For me, I did not know. Like I said, I've been here as a child before. The only thing I can remember is the Disney Tower of Terror. I do not remember literally anything else.
It's ingrained in your mind. Yeah,
it literally is ingrained in my mind. When I first got here, I did not know Disney was going to be like this. I did not know what it takes to, you know, make all the rides, make them unique, make them special. And there was a lot more that I did not realize. From a guest perspective versus a college program participant perspective, they're two different perspectives. And so mine has definitely grown.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. The last time I went to Disney before my first college program was when I was 8. And I remember distinctly, I was so excited to go to Pizza Planet coming back to my first college program. I was like, oh, I get to go back to Pizza Planet. I looked around. I'm like, where did it go? I was so upset. And I remember I was in Hollywood Studios. I was walking around and I decided, oh, I'm hungry for some pizza. And I went to Pizza Rizzo. And I remember going up the stairs and I just stared at this. This is going to sound weird, but I stared at the stairs. And I'm like, why do these stairs look so familiar? And it clicked. That was Pizza Planet. That was Pizza Planet. And that was just a huge reality that Disney always changes. Like, yes, our morals are always going to be the same of being inclusive and trying to put on the best show for our guests. But we always look at that perspective as like, what are the needs for our guests? What is the need for our company? And change is bound to happen, and that's okay. And that's the one thing about being a cast member is just being very adaptable towards that.
There is so much, even just within like the Walt Disney World Resort property, right? Just thinking about all the things that are here. Are there any things that you haven't had a chance to experience yet that you're interested in?
The Pirates of the Caribbean ride. I haven't gone on that ride. I do plan
I'm
on it. I do plan on riding that one. I just haven't done it yet. Because I was more focused on getting on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean is next.
There you go.
That's a good one.
I guess for me, because several of my friends have been able to do this. So, you know, the little maps that you get right at the front of the park. My friends were able to do every single attraction, not in one day. I feel like that's almost impossible unless you are doing park open and park close, but being able to cross each attraction off the map. I feel like that would be so fun, and it will get me out of my comfort zone too, because I'm a big thriller rides. Like, I'm going to get on Tower of Terror. I'm going to get on Cosmic Rewind. I'm going to get on Space Mountain. But it's the teeny tiny attractions where there's not much involved. I definitely want to experience those types of attractions, because for me, yes, I want to build more attractions that are thrill seeking, like Space Mountain or Tower of Terror. But I also want to think, what's a little bit smaller that would be interesting, like the Dumbo or the Pirates of the Caribbean? Just find something that is more calm level, because not everyone's going to get on a roller coaster, and I've accepted that, but just kind of branch out my options as well.
I can tell you right now, I'm one of them people, I am not getting on the roller coaster. Oh. So you'll help me out quite a lot with that.
Oh, yeah. I'll be your hype woman.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like some of the quote unquote smaller attractions is where Imagineering really comes to life, and you see that Disney creativity. Because, like, I love the roller coasters. The roller coasters at Disney are better than anywhere else, I think, theming wise. But you think of a ride like Peter Pan or Winnie the Pooh, my favorite ride. I love Winnie the Pooh. or like any of those kind of like calmer rides. And the theming in them is what sets them apart from everything else. And like, that's what Imagineering does. That's what design does, is thinking through like, how do we bring in all these little Disney elements from the stories to make this not just another theme park ride.
Absolutely. And that kind of reminds me. So I want to bring back Stitch's Great Escape. So, yeah. So whenever I was younger, I remember being terrified, and kind of similar to Tower of Terror, I was terrified of Tower of Terror when I was younger. But when I came back, I knew I wanted to conquer my fears. And I said the same thing about Stitch's Great Escape. We don't have Stitch's Great Escape anymore. But as someone who grew up on Stitch and loved Stitch, I definitely want to have that piece come back. Definitely need to have some negotiation with everything, because if you're very familiar with that ride, it was terrifying. So just,
what was that ride? I've never been on it.
Neither.
Yeah.
From my vague little memory, so you sat down strapped in a circle around center
immediately
stage.
No. Immediately no.
Well, better than what it was before, where it was, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was something involving aliens. It wasn't Stitch related. It was just random aliens, and it was
great.
Putting them on display. Oh, no, it was more terrifying than Stitch's Great Escape. Oh. And for Stitch's Great Escape, you're strapped in, and they have display a Stitch in the little dome from the movie where you originally meet him, and he breaks out of the glass, and it goes dark. And I remember vividly as a child, me sitting down strapped in, scared, so scared. And all of a sudden I hear boo and he burps in my face.
Stop.
Yes.
I would start crying.
Oh, I did. And I remember my hair flying out. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, you have to think, I was 5 when But I would like to bring something similar to that, especially with the new Stitch movie coming out. So excited. So yeah, just something really cool to bring back, hopefully.
Yeah. I remember I used to be scared of the Winnie the Pooh ride, which is now my favorite. So I guess we all have something in common here, a ride that traumatized us as a child, where we're like, wait, I love it as an adult. The Heffalump scene where, have you guys been on Winnie the Pooh? It's like,
yeah,
where,
I have, yes.
Okay, yeah, so yes. You know, Andre knows what I'm talking about. You like go into this like dark alleyway and there's all these like Heffalumps and like mirrors and you look weird. And I was like, I'm in the bad place. Like, what is this? I was so scared as a kid. And now as an adult, I'm like, the theming. I mean, this is just great.
Yeah, so. It's definitely great. It's definitely great. I would say for me, my favorite ride is the Peter Pan ride.
Oh,
that
yes.
definitely takes me back to the movie. It's like, for me personally, riding on the ride, I'm definitely like replaying the entire movie in my head. And my favorite part is the ending where the alligator, I was looking for the alligator the whole time in the entire park, and I finally saw him at the end. And so I was, that was the most epic moment for me. Like, where is that alligator at? There he is.
Old TikTok.
Yeah. Man, this is cool to kind of see just like the creative side of your brain and just everything that goes into it. When you get a chance, because obviously while you're here, you're working, you've got all the stuff on your mind. But like you said, you're hard working, you're thinking about what's next. What are you doing to take care of yourself as well? And when you're able to just turn off that part of your brain?
Normally, I try to kind of sit back. I normally watch TV, just kind of calm my brain down. Sometimes I go to the parks whenever I'm able to. And I've been starting to read books some more. I'm a big horror movie fan. Horror genre fan. And so I just start reading and I kind of calm myself down and just kind of have some peace with myself, because that's one thing about me. My brain goes 1,000 miles per hour. And sometimes I got to channel that in, especially when I'm not at work or I'm not focusing on programming codes. That's always fun. And so, yeah, just trying to find a good way to calm myself down by just reading books and just relaxing.
For me personally, I'll go to the parks as well on days that I can. I also do martial arts while I'm here. And so for me, that's a moment to just, you know, not unwind, because I'm still winding up, throwing punches and kicks and stuff like that. Usually at, you know, targets instead of actual people. Well, depending on the instructor. Going to the parks, doing martial arts. Drawing, doing coloring and stuff, doing reading and stuff like that. Just activities to just, you know, unwind and take a break from all the activities, because it does weigh on you mentally when you're constantly working, constantly attending learning sessions, constantly going to classes, constantly doing this, constantly doing that. You just need a minute to just unwind and relax, go for a walk in the park, eat some good food and just relax, take a chill pill.
You guys are both really busy with school and work and extracurricular activities. How do you balance it all?
I have a yearly planner.
Okay.
So every Sunday evening after I get off of work, I go through my yearly planner and look at all the activities and work schedule and all the stuff I'm going to be doing for that week. And I write it down. And I keep it open that way I can look at it before I go to bed and look at it first thing in the morning.
For me, it's been years of practice ever since high school, and because I played travel soccer whenever I was in high school. So this has been years of practice of time management, and I think it's definitely paid off.
So in your experience, I mean, do your fellow cast members kind of have that similar style of like, hey, I'm at work, but I also have classes in the evenings or in the mornings? Like, did they kind of have that same balance as you, or does it look pretty different?
I would say it's pretty different, because some of them are attending classes while working for Disney. Some of them are not. Like, they're taking a semester off. So I would say it's different depending on the person in their situation.
I couldn't agree more. I've had several cast members that I worked with that either have done school and work, and they just couldn't do it. And then I had other cast members that I worked with that just graduated, they're taking a step into the Disney life, it's like, okay, what do I do next? And then there are others that, similar to other cast members, that they're taking a break, taking a semester to figure out what they want to do with their life. And for my other programs, I did something similar, but I would do the programs over the summer and then I would report back for college soccer. So it was just a good happy medium for doing classes over the summer or taking a break and then being able to work. So I would definitely, similar to you, that it would depend on the cast member as well.
And are you both living in Flamingo Crossings Village? I know you've done learning opportunities there. Are you living there as well?
Yes.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that. How has that experience been?
For me, it feels like an apartment, but what I love about it is the color scheme and the design scheme of Flamingo Crossings.
Oh, you can appreciate it.
Yeah,
You've got a background, yes. And you're like, I like what they did
here. I like the colors. I like the design of everything about it.
For me, I really enjoyed it. I remember whenever I first moved in, my first program, and my mom helped me move in, she took a tour of the complex, and the first thing she said was, can I be part of the Disney College program so I can stay here? It's just a wonderful experience, especially getting to do those learning sessions and the transportation. That's what I'm most excited about, is that you're able to do it even if you're an international student or even someone that moved from Tennessee that didn't bring their car. Hypothetically, of course, that was able to have that transportation to work and even to the parks, especially to Disney Springs. I mean, who doesn't love shopping? So
real. Spend too much money there.
Absolutely. So
have you had a chance to attend any of the offerings that aren't exactly like learning sessions, but things that happen like in the breezeway and just like either wellness activities or just things for fun?
For me, I've definitely been to several of the welcome events. I remember I went to one of the mocktail events where we had, I think it was a Sprite and a little bit of cotton candy. I remember, I even have a video of me and my friend from my last program. We put the cotton candy in the Sprite and we stirred it around and we're like, oh, it's magic. So I do remember that very vaguely, of just getting to do those types of events. And I'm very fortunate that only Flamingo residents get to be a part of, and so I feel very fortunate.
Awesome. Yes, I did attend one event. I think it was called the Wellness on Wheels, I want to say, where you get to, you know, just hang out at the breezeway, take pictures with I believe it was Goofy and Donald Duck. In their pit stop uniform. You're able to color, you're able to play Jenga, you're able to play cornhole, I want to say. It was a day where you just, you know, hang out and, you know, take a mental break from the stress of, you know, everyday working. Yeah, it was definitely a pleasure being there.
Okay, so you guys are both living in Flamingo Crossings Village. How are you meeting new people? How are you building community there?
For me, it's definitely just walking around the complex for sure. Like, I remember from my very first program, whenever I went to all these events, even at work, they came back to my second and third program. And just running into them around the complex, and especially going to these welcome events, going to these networking opportunities, just getting to meet people that have similar goals as I do, is definitely something that is very fun that I was able to experience, getting to meet new people.
Just definitely starting out with talking to your roommates, getting to know them. How long have they been at the program? Is this their first, second, or third program? Do they plan on extending or not? What are their likes and dislikes and stuff like that? Just getting to know them as a person and what they intend to do while attending the Disney College program. And then working, and then asking the same about your fellow cast members that you're going to be seeing pretty much every time you work at your specified location. You can even talk to cast members as you're taking the bus. If you have no transportation, you're taking the bus over to, you know, Disney Springs or Hollywood Studios or Epcot or wherever you work at. You can definitely strike a conversation with other cast members while you're doing that. Even when you're getting off the bus and you're walking to your required locations, that's an opportunity to chat with people as well. And so I've done that as well. So there's a lot of opportunities to meet with people and talk with people and make bonds and stuff like that.
You both are very ambitious and like forward thinking people, always thinking ahead. Understanding that this experience, you know, does come to an end, what are you doing to just prepare for what's next, whatever that may mean for you?
For me, that's the one thing that I mentioned before, and I will mention again. It's all about who you know. I still remember someone from the learning team. Her name's Corey. That's the first person I've ever networked with, and I actually had a situation for my second program that I potentially wasn't going to come back, and I was in panic mode, yet I still had her contact information. And keep your networks for sure, because that, it was supposed to be a month for me to hear back from something. I heard something in a week because of her, and I immediately came back to the college program right afterwards. So it's definitely keeping those connections. And even if you leave Disney, it isn't forever. Like I said, this is my third college program. You would think, oh, it's going to be hard to come back. It's not. You can come back 4-5 times. Just keep your connections. That's all that matters.
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, definitely networking. Definitely networking, meeting with other Disney cast members, connecting with other Disney employees as well. If you have the Cast Life app, there's a feature on there called Roster, R-O-S-T-R. You can use that and you can, you know, research others, research other employees' name and contact information. I attended a learning session where one of the Disney employees mentioned that to us. And so I've been utilizing that ever since to network and make connections with other Disney employees.
Okay, so before we close out this section, just want to ask, do you guys have any advice for people who are thinking about doing a Disney college program? We always tell them just do it. Do you have any other advice for them?
I guess I can go first. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Like I said, this is the fifth time that I applied and this one I got in. So if you don't get accepted the first time, that's okay. And the next opportunity, when the next opportunity comes, apply for it. Apply it again and again and again until you get in. Because it's not guaranteed you're going to get in, but don't let that discourage you from not applying just because you got rejected from it before.
For me, I would like to quote my favorite princess. I want adventure in the great wide somewhere. And that's how I found my adventure, was because of the college program. And if you want adventure, getting out of your small provincial town, like me, definitely join the Disney College program, because you have no idea what kind of adventures you'll get yourself into.
You would be a Belle. You would be a Belle girlie. Okay, so on our Instagram at Official Disney Programs, we had people submit questions that they have about the Disney College program for you both to answer. Are you down to do a little Q&A right now?
Absolutely. Yeah,
right. Perfect.
Okay, so the first one is from Lee, who wants to know, what's the process for extending your program?
So the process is definitely nothing different than applying for the Disney College program, where you will get an email like, do you like your program? Here's your opportunity to extend. And you fill out an application, you say what your role is. So nothing different than the normal applying to be a part of the Disney College program. And you don't have to do an interview or anything, which is awesome because you're already a part of it. And it will take about a week or so, and they'll send you an email saying, oh, you got accepted. And you do your application fee, and that's it. Very simple. There's multiple opportunities for extensions. There's one for Bippity Boppity Boutique. There's one for guest relations, one for minivans, and one for My Role VIP tour support. And that is a little bit different for applying. So you will have to have your resume, have to have a cover letter. The application process isn't much different than the Disney College Program application. Once you apply, they will send you an email saying, hey, can you pick one of these dates for an interview? And you talk to the recruiter. And after talking to the recruiter, they'll talk to the leadership team of whatever extension that you applied for. And then you'll get another email saying, we would like a second interview, and you meet with the leadership team. And depending on how long it is, similar to the deadlines as well, then they'll discuss if you're going to get an offer or just kind of go from there. But how I got mine, I got a second interview. I had to wait for 2 months. It was a very long 2 months. And then I got an acceptance offer and I took it immediately. And from the transition process of my old role to the new role took me a month. So just depends on a operational need as well.
All right, second question comes from Isabel. What is there to do outside of Disney?
So there is a lot to do outside of, you know, just Disney. There's a lot to do inside of Disney, but outside of Disney, you can walk around, you could go to the park, you can watch movies at theaters. You can definitely go to also Orlando Magic. Basketball games, one of which I do intend to do, hopefully, sometime. But there's a lot to do in Orlando. Grab a couple of friends or go by yourself and just hang out.
There is a lot of opportunities here in Florida, especially outside the Disney bubble. There's multiple theme parks. Just getting to go to International Drive, where they have the slingshot there, even the Ferris wheel. One thing that I like to do is I like to bring my friends that don't normally get out of the Disney bubble, go to University of Central Florida. The campus is beautiful, and even just getting to walk around and getting to learn about just different things around Orlando or around Florida. So that's what I recommend for sure.
Perfect. And then we got one more from Jordan, who wants to know, what is move-in week like?
There's definitely like a lot of people. I would say like that's your first opportunity to meet people. There's a check-in process. You get your keys and you get your tag and stuff like that. Basically, like, the moving process is a week-long process. So when you first come in, you get your key, you get your tag, you get your, you know, Disney stuff that you need. You go to your specified place, drop off all your stuff. You have plenty of time to do that. But there are like mandatory sessions that you have to attend, and this is very important. You have to attend those sessions or you are immediately dropped from the program. They are mandatory. You have to attend those.
Couldn't agree more. For me, it was definitely overwhelming my first program. I just came with a suitcase and stuff in that suitcase. And my mom flew down with me and she's like, okay, we need to find bedding. We need to find towels. We need to find decorations. I threw all that stuff away at the end of my first program because that was not coming back with me to Tennessee. But this go around, it was a lot easier because we knew what to expect moving in. And in case you need any ideas, they do have a fridge. They do have a stove and they do have a microwave. So especially if you do like cooking and if you are missing any items as well, there's definitely several stores around the area that you're able to buy some more stuff for your apartment.
Okay, well, thank you both for doing a little Q&A sesh. Before you leave, we want to do a little game. So how this works is Josiah and I will take turns giving you a category, something related to Disney, and it is a race to see who can come up with a word that fits in that category first. So for example, if it was Disney Parks, Magic Kingdom, and just the first word that comes into mind.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Disney snack.
Mickey bar.
Oh, we're saying it.
Oh, we're saying it. Oh, I thought it looked like you were raising your hand and then saying it at the same time.
That was a practice round.
Okay. Okay, let's do Magic Kingdom attractions.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh. Okay, let's go with, you know when you can't think of anything right now? Disney princess.
Belle.
Oh, he took your favorite princess. That's embarrassing.
Ariel. Anyways.
Okay. Disney fireworks shows.
Happily Ever After.
I was going to say Fantasmic, but she got it first.
Fair enough.
Pixar character.
Tinkerbell.
No. tomato.
My bad. Wrong.
He was ready. He's like, yes, let's go.
You're like, no matter what the question was, Tinkerbell. Yeah. Tinkerbell. Okay, Disney dessert.
The gray stuff.
Oh.
It's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Drama, suspense. Disney's Animal Kingdom attraction.
Dinosaur.
Everest.
Let's do maybe two more.
Yeah.
Disney movie.
Beauty and the Beast.
Epcot Festival.
Festival of the Arts.
There we go.
You both have been absolutely incredible to chat with. Thank you so much for stopping by. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
To stay up to date on all things Disney College Program, make sure you're following us on @officialdisneyprograms on Instagram. See you next time.
This episode of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program miniseries, was produced by Matthew Nixon, Kayla Messenger-McCarty, Destiny Enriquez, Kennedy Krause, Drew Morales, Brenna Crumble, and Amanda Vetrano.
Creative support was provided by Joshua Davila. Production support was provided by John Fulton and Isabel Vickery. Editing was completed by Megan Williams.
Special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams, the Disney Programs Communications Team, the Disney Programs Recruitment Team, and our guests, Andre and Kylie.